heard lots of people ask how much influence did the radar developments, techniques and technology in World War II advance the state of the art for television, just a starting point for television?
Yes, I have some thoughts on that. And the group that left, the indicator group, most of them went with, I think it was General Precision Laboratories in Pleasantville, New York, and this was Pleasantville.
Okay. Right.
And a group there went, the head of, not Garman, it was Garman, went there as a head. He set up a research lab for improving, doing two things, improving TV display systems and also setting up new trainers. He had been in charge of the simulator group, for training people on radar operations. So we went to, this group went there, and I heard later about what they got involved in. They carried on which we had started, which was superimposing more than one picture on the same screen and putting systems off-center and having two different displays in the same screen. And they went ahead and a lot of that technique where they went ahead at Pleasantville later and developed much of the sophistication in the multiple image displays that are on TV. They also did a lot of work on improving the precision of circuits and of reflecting coils and so forth to produce high quality across the entire screen. And they also got involved. In fact, I didn't know about this. Recently, I had a talk with Clayton Washburn, one of the people in our group, in how to greatly improve the resolution of the TV pictures without changing the transmission signal, due to the way in which the spots and the deflections were used on the cathode ray tube. And he said that you could get a 50% improvement, maybe even 100% improvement in resolution without actually changing the bandwidth of the transmitter.
Definition.
He said the biggest bottleneck was in the definition on the screen. It wasn't actually in the signals.
Is that right?
And that a lot of the people, and in fact he's been spending recently a lot of time to try to convince Zenith, which is our last TV manufacturer, and he's also talked to the people that own the TV stations, says, look, you're getting this high definition TV coming in, and it's being driven by the Japanese. And if you follow their track, you're going to have to change all your transmitters. You're going to have to change the number of channels because you need much wider bandwidth. And he says you can gain almost all of that without making any changes at all by just changing the way the displays are made. And I'd never heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
He has been carrying this on for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of improvement. There's the group from the radiation lab, I think, where they made a major impact on the cathode ray, the TV display systems that were developed over the next 5-10 years and came out commercially.